Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Buried with Christ. Our Bible reading for today comes from Colossians chapter 2, verses 12 through 14. Having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through your faith in the working of God, who raised him from the dead. When you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins, having canceled the charge of our legal indebtedness, which stood against us and condemned us. He has taken it away, nailing it to the cross. The butterfly has served as a Christian symbol for many years. Why? Because the caterpillar goes into the cocoon and seems dead to the world. But later, something seemingly new appears, a butterfly that has a new way of living. Whereas the caterpillar crawls, the butterfly flies. Christians have seen this as a metaphor for what happens to us because of Christ's death and resurrection, and this transformation happens in baptism. When Jesus died on the cross and was buried for 3 days, he took all the sins of all people with him. In other words, our sins were buried with Christ. Then, when Jesus was raised from the dead, he left our sins in the grave and gave us the victory that he had earned. Christ has canceled the charge that Satan might bring against us. Jesus has credited us with his perfection. So if Jesus has forgiven us, what charge can Satan bring against us? Baptism is what connects you to the power of Christ's death and resurrection. You went into baptism as a dead sinner, but you came out of baptism as something new, not a butterfly, but a forgiven, living child of God. And now that you have been raised to life, what kind of life are you going to live? Do you want to crawl back to sinful habits and desires? Of course not. We want to live the new life that God has given us. We study his word to soar above temptation and sin. We surround ourselves with those that share our faith. We serve others with the energy, zeal, and compassion that our Savior has given to us. We can live that new life because we know that not even death and the devil have power over us. We have already been raised to life through baptism. So, even if our bodies are buried in the ground, just as butterflies come out of the cocoon and Jesus came out of the grave, we too will be raised glorious and live with Christ. Our prayer for today is hymn 435, verses 6 and 7. Jesus, all our ransom paid, all your Father's will obeyed, by your sufferings perfect made, hear us, holy Jesus. Jesus, all your labor vast, all your woe and conflict past, yielding up your soul at last, hear us, holy Jesus. Amen. Thanks for listening. For more devotions, visit wells.net/devotions. The Lord guide you and cover you with his grace today and always.